Increase identity problems. Increase identity problems. We've been listening to you, and you've been telling us that you had identity problems.
Identity.
Him the almighty power hurled headlong, flaming from the ethereal sky. Hideous ruin and combustion, bound to bottomless perdition.
I got some more.
Oh god, so flat landscape.
Coming for landing.
I was in Tron.
Very interested in what you call radio.
Okay,
radio.
It's all there. Well, radio.
We're getting a little off course.
It's all there.
Well,
radio.
We're getting a little off course.
Hey, radio.
Wait a minute.
And you know what? This was the music they played in that world. My mom used to listen to Wobbly and Native Man for hours when she was a teenager. I had no idea the band was that old.
Talking recently about how I was in Petrolia.
Let's argue about this.
This music is terrible. No one wants to get it.
It's terrible. Why do you play it? It's
more like we're like family.
Is there anything you guys can't talk over? This is the most annoying stuff I can come up with. You're just like freezing right through it. Like
freezing. Oh dear.
Are we already talking about JFK?
Drink.
Guam.
JFK.
But then there is stereophonic sound like this. The drum. The oboe.
How is sleepy?
He's playing.
That was it. You got it. It's the leg.
The cymbal. Enables you to locate the instruments in the orchestra. The trumpet.
God,
please hear us.
Well, I worry about money a great deal. And I worked awfully hard to give you and the children a comfortable life, and I don't want to see all of my energies and all of my youth wasted in...
Jim, come here. You have to hear this.
I wish to God I'd never taught you that damn thing.
I wish to God I'd never met you.
I'm so cute.
It's like perfect for the grounding.
I know.
Squire. It's the Woody on the paneling. It's beautiful. And I blew the engine, but this has got a 302. This has got a 302.
It sounds like the elevator.
C4 transmission.
Have you seen my garments?
So much like the stupid drawings.
Honey, have you seen my garments?
Just button me up and I'll find your garters.
You know, I wish you wouldn't leave apple cores in the ashtray. I hate the smell.
That's truly strange.
Like an old woman, here are your lousy garters. On the coast of Coromandel, where the early pumpkins grow, in the middle of the woods,
my God, it's Minnie's nurse. Oh, God, turn it off. Turn it off. What if they can hear us?
It's just some sort of poetry show.
No, it was Sweeney's nurse. I've talked with her in the park. I know her voice very well. She must have been reading to their little girl.
Don't be silly. Calm down.
They live in 17C.
Fucking media.
We must be
everywhere.
Out of people's apartments.
Can
they hear us?
Regards. And I actually know,
Why is it the yucky bungee? I'm tired of living singly on this coast. So quiet.
Well, hello?
Exactly.
Well,
just have trouble with
Danny.
Your common TV wife is quite serene with TV life.
Probably drugs, I'm sure.
Try something else.
You owe me $5,000.
Yeah. This is crazy. What is this? Let's go back. Let's go back to where I was from.
Try something else.
Have some more
sand? Designed
built in Israel,
my God. 1995. I made enough for an army or
this is
a
actually a close back.
That's Margaret Fuller in 11E. I knew she was giving a party. I saw her stocking up in the liquor store.
Base anthrax here.
Isn't this too divine?
$2 a bottle.
Try something else.
On the black market?
See if you can get 18C.
Which is pretty fierce in this country now. Yeah. This kind of art form becoming more and more popular with shows in Berlin. Sri Lanka, there was a show last year.
Yeah, it's a love affair. Remember these days of talking.
Yeah.
Not a hat, it's a love affair. God.
So what happened?
Do not.
What's the most important target?
Wrap him up.
Bob. Bob my stuff.
Yeah.
Die.
The original Bushmaster. So how are you going to do it?
I want Bob's blow up.
Well, I don't know. I think, like, with him for a whole day. Wait, that's not one day.
Then again, it's probably on
Earth, Bob. Underneath, see, he's always saying
it. Yeah, this, friend of mine, like, kind of stole this book from me in Austin. He's in the fucking Moe's. And, like, he had this weird thing where, like, I think he's, like, tripping. And he got, like, pizza to me. He was tripping. He didn't even order it. And, like, it was Miss Incredible Pizza Slut showed up.
No, with her own drawing.
Yeah, and he drew a picture of him. Sort of. And so it's pretty much autographed it.
So what are you going to do with this nice book? This wonderful,
this wonderful first edition? I don't know. This book ends in 1996.
Right.
No, wait, there it is. 1990.
Yes, I'm all right.
Something, right?
Now, doesn't say that.
I don't feel like myself.
Where is the end of the world?
Is it,
sometimes there are about 15 minutes in a week when I feel like myself.
It may, oh my God.
I don't want to go to another doctor.
For 2 years too late, 1996.
Well, but I just don't feel like myself, Chuck.
Oh, this is the old one.
I just never feel like
what
myself.
Are you doing with this
it's really hard to explain.
Typical. Leave it to you to find an excuse for such a thing. I mean, really, who cares? Who cares?
Oh, this is the old one.
What are you doing to this animal? It's really hard to explain.
Is it a religious thing?
I'm doing a little bit of emergency surgery.
Cold
it was apparent, tonight. As you can see from the color, it's very sick.
Yeah.
And on top of all that, it had an accident.
And you're
so
putting it in
the sewing it back up. I just did a little bit of emergency propane restoration surgery. These beads are 100% non-toxic. There's absolutely no environmental
concerns
whatsoever.
Okay, so you're on mushrooms and you're talking to Michael Pepe. Well, it's Michael Pepe who's watching right now.
Well, we were like, both of us like, blah, 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 blah.
Of course. That
shrapnel. He was so
really?
And I said something.
No. No, I got in a knife fight on the Lower East Side with my ex-wife.
Wait, don't.
She stabbed you?
In more ways than one.
The hangman's news. The hangman's trade is old.
Come get
forgotten.
Me.
I make that. It's 12? No, it's 14.
It's 30.
Flavors?
14. Do they feel the pain of the hangman?
It's over in just a second. Or,
do they feel the pain?
Case, in worst case, I think 43 minutes is
the
record. But
okay.
So the point is, we didn't make an example out of it. You know, we have chaos.
Lunch?
We can't have chaos
today?
In our hands.
I can't. I'm in the midst
they're not
of
like,
something.
They're not like
I'll call you.
They don't really feel pain.
Do they hang
right.
Up there?
Bye.
No, they're not inflicted, though. That's for goddamn sure.
This is it. This is what it comes to. This.
Oh, I'm Jim, go up to 16Z. Hurry, Mr. Osborne is beating his wife. They've been quarreling since 4 o'clock, and now he's hitting her. Go up there and stop him.
Don't you touch me again. I'll kill you, Frank. I swear I'll kill you. I'll see you dead.
You don't have to listen to this sort of thing, you know? It's indecent. It's like looking into people's windows. I bought that damn radio. Give you some pleasure. I paid a great deal of money for it.
With the bus.
I thought it would make you happy. I wanted to make you happy.
Look,
look at you.
Don't quarrel with me. All the others have been quarreling all day long. They're all worried about money. Mrs. Hutchinson's mother is dying of cancer in Florida, and they don't have enough money to send her to the Mayo Clinic. At least, Mr. Hutchinson says they don't have enough. And Mr. Hendricks is being laid off in April, and Mrs. Hendricks is being just horrid about the whole thing. And that woman who plays the Chopin is having an affair with the handyman, and Mr. Osborne is beating Mrs. Osborne.
Don't listen to it. Turn it off.
For the past year, I've been sneaking into the Trenton, New Jersey exclusion zone to photograph the robot still there.
Look at that. Just putting it in for the first time.
That was awesome.
All the bots that actively rebelled, of course, were either destroyed or resubjugated. So most of what's left is totally inoperable. But here and there, you'll find some bots that are partially functional. This vending bot on Broad Street still serves Dr. Pepper. This one is still trying to grow plants. But what's really captured my attention are the Bungla droids, the robots made in Bangladesh. My great-great-grandfather was from Bangladesh. I've never been. Rising sea levels flooded the country before I was born. It's easy to forget that there was a brief period where the majority of the robots in the world were being manufactured in Bangladesh. But the Bungla droids, they remember where they're from. You just have to be patient.
Like a sun-flooded night, void of speech or sound.
Fragments of poetry. And not just random poetry. The poems of Rabindranath Tagore, the Bengali poet, artist, anti-colonial activist, and Nobel Prize winner. Sometimes in English.
Where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of dead habit.
Sometimes in Bengali. And this one plays a recording of Tagore himself from the 1930s. But my favorite is on top of a building on Jackson Street.
Cut you down because you can't come up to my love. The level of my love for me
is
greater than anyone can match for me.
I love me more than
now. I'll admit, your love for you is greater than my love for you.
I'm sorry, what?
Your love for you is greater than my love for you. Although your love for me is not as great as my love for me. My love for me is greater than your love for you.
You can get all those soldiers raising the American
flag. As much as you love yourself, I love me twice as much.
And they're raising a little tiny...
My heart, me.
It's tough to do because we're already up there at like 501.
I'm laughing at y'all. My heart, me too.
Don't watch
this. My heart, me too. If you're paying
for
4.1, if you're paying for my heart, my heart, my heart.
Although
we'll clean up in a moment here.
We'll clean up in a
little
bit
morning show. Look at it.
just feels good. You know when you're a kid and you hear your voice on a tape recorder for the first time? And it's you fall in love with
it's
it.
It's pretty...
pretty horrifying. Well, the Hitler stuff, too, was at the same time, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was the same day. That was another moment, yeah, when we all kind of relaxed.
God, man. Coffee is the great incentivizer in the office. It's a drug. It's quite literally a drug that speeds people up. It's not the only drug that speeds people up. You hear stories before everybody knew how bad cocaine was? God, man. But, back. I hate it. But, back. I hate it. I think the main difference between me and Donald Trump is that I get no pleasure out of saying the words, you're fired. You're fired. You're fired. He just makes people sad, and an office can't function that way. No way.
You're fired.
I think if I had a catchphrase, it would be, you're hired, and you can work here as long as you want. But that's unrealistic, so...
You know, thank you for all your super goods. Really, you're laughing. Excuse me for laughing. But I just spent the most wonderful half hour I've ever spent in my life. I was listening to my own radio show. And I don't know, I don't know, I was so comatose. You know? I said so many funny things. Oh, I know what you're thinking. The bad show. I'm the first one to admit it. I talk about it all the time. You see that? Now look at Bob. Your song is out, and that's it. You see, I'm running this show. I'm the boss. My tone, I'm running it, whether it's good, bad, or anything.
Well, that's what the critics said about your last show.
What?
That Bob was good, Jack was bad, and the audience was indifferent.
Well, anyway, this show that I'm going to do...
Jack!
What is it, Bob?
Jack, I want to talk to you a minute.
What is it?
Well, I just heard that you talked with the producer, and there's a possibility of my song being out of this show.
Yeah, well, look, Bob, the reason for that is, see, the show is very, very long, you see, and we had to make up our minds whether we take out your song or my joke, you see, and then we thought we would do what was best for the show.
Oh, well, then my song is in.
No, Bob, we felt that it would be much more important, you see, to leave in my jokes.
You mean your jokes are more important than my song?
Yes, my jokes stay in and your song goes out.
Well... That's like keeping the smog and throwing away Los Angeles.
Keeping the smog and throwing away Los Angeles.
Yeah, pretty clever line, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's in my next TV show? I'm on TV 5 times a week.
A bad show.
Yes. Silly. And stupid and boring. I don't know what's the matter.
I do. He's a self-important little dictator.
You'd think I'd seen Adolf Hitler or something. Boy, it was an awful feeling.
Have you ever had the feeling that you knew what someone was going to say just before he said it? Or have you ever walked into a strange room and had the sensation that you'd been there before? Well, if you have, you've taken a small step beyond.
Be quiet! Alan!
Why won't you try? Are you afraid to try? Are you afraid it won't work? that you'll have to give up this fantastic superstition?
It's all
great ego gratification, doesn't it? It makes you feel like a god, doesn't it? It makes you feel great, doesn't it? That's why you won't test it.
But then he went right on talking, and when I did look, he was right there. Alive as ever.
They taped that probe a week ago.
To get a PB. Works for you? Perfect.
Suppose you were a little girl, and I told you to take a deep breath and try to blow out the sun.
Yes, go on, sad man. Do you appreciate it, you Zan girl? Yeah,
wouldn't those two unconnected events make you feel guilty?
Like 1 minute PB. I actually almost got a minute barrier PB in 70 Star.
I wonder what
57. Not 56.
Man Freud would have to say about this.
I would love to do it for 16, because 16's my time. Of any of the categories in this one. So, like, of my times, obviously. Thank you guys for the follows. By the way, I appreciate it.
How complex.
Dude, if we get to 6,000,
it has been compared to the atom bomb, whose two elements, when kept apart, are perfectly harmless.
Oh, it did? Hell, you're dark, dude.
So it is with the conscious and the subconscious.
I didn't realize
how many human mind.
Oh, yeah, Tayo. We're on the front page.
I did not. That's so wrong.
Yo, Tabby, what's good? I love that one.
It's a show.
You can tell yourself the electrical marvel, AM and FM. I'm sorry. I can't rationalize it. But I want it to be more than an electric spark. All by ourselves. Right here in this little room. We have just dumped man's deepest hopes into the garbage can. You are no more than a radio receiver. A what? A stomp changer. A stomp changer. Receiver. Maybe you are no more than a radio receiver. A what? Maybe you are no more than a radio receiver. A what? Maybe you are no more than a radio receiver. A what? A stomp changer. All it is an electrical impulse. An electric spark.
For minutes, for hours, for years. Who knows what time really is? We dream complete experiences in seconds. So they say a drowning man relives his entire life in a moment. There have been many investigative cases of the miraculous transportation of persons or things over great distances in an instant. It's called teleportation. It has something to do with the still unsolved laws of time and space. All we know is that the facts of this story were carried by the news services to every newspaper in the country. Beyond the unturned corner? Yes? When you've had a brief encounter with the world of the unknown, you are ready for the actual human experience to follow.
Yeah.
I'm happy you didn't forget we got a show to do today.
Getting weaker. Not much longer. No air.
One, two, three!
Tom? What is it? What are you doing? Tom, come on! Snap out of it!
He's found pockets of resistance!
Getting weaker. Not much longer. No air. No water.
Yeah!
Find me.
This, by the way, is every day of my high school.
We owe to Rob, and his handle on that was something that, for me, was fun to adapt to. Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, I'm always fascinated that, you know, in the fact that we have parts of our brain that understand and recognize the human form, and we're so used to looking at people that if you alter it just a little bit to one degree or another, then you get this kind of uncanny, uncomfortable, even somewhat quirky sensation. And that's what we're after with this, is a sense of wrongness. Start with my feet.
See, now it's getting weird. But there's a lot of sound, I think, sound design on all the episodes, but especially this one. You know, a lot of times when you work in low-budget world, so much of it is about what you hear and what you imply. So in that particular moment where we hear something happening inside the room, I always intended there to be something that sounds a little more dramatic.
Man, I heat up his harrows.
Blah, 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 blah. But I mean it, Rob. You're a genius. If you were right here, I'd kiss you. I think he's a genius. Let me just stop right there, okay?
On the show?
Yeah.
There are no gods.
I mean, it's great. It's great. Leave them wanting less, I think is our motto.
Daddy's 20-gauge double barrel, side-by-side, gave it to me when he died. It's got two triggers, so we're going to fire both triggers at once. So I figure it's a 40-gauge. You got it there?
Yep. Quite the kick.
That was a break.
Okay.
762. Entry wound. Exit wound.
No poop. So how was it? That's what it sounded
beyond
like.
My belief and then some. It was beautiful is what it was.
Absolutely
stunning.
Yep.
The most fun I think I've had out here yet. Everything you hoped for?
Yeah, and then some.
Tell you what, I can't believe how much we have to go through to make it possible, but it was all just definitely worth it.
Look how it's going.
Okay, let's keep this ball baby rolling.
Welcome, one and all, in
Autobahn danger, isn't it?
Don't worry about it.
So somebody take a picture of me and Lemmy?
Yeah, I'm right now. Oh, kissy on Lenny.
A couple or three people are going to get wet, but it's fine.
Did you get over here? Wow. Somebody here, take my goddamn phone.
It's the least those things you could do. That's right. Hyper scientific approach.
How deep is it right there, Paul?
Probably about 2 feet. What's the layout? It's not going to sit super low.
No. Yeah, it's old school neoprene.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yes. Real great challenge.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need more rocks. Got enough rocks, you think?
Yeah, you're going to vote. Anybody got an empty bottle of Jack Daniels or one with one swig?
Actually, before I do that, let me back up a little bit. Back it up for the whole boat. It's just...
Hi, pardon me.
Are you with the press? And it's okay.
Yes.
I'm going to put one in the box right here. Boy,
that is
cool. No, right here. Wow, that is cool. Great. Yes. Should we come back for that's the widest one. Yeah, this is the worst. I'm going to go shot.
Five fucking things
probably 5-10 years ago, and like everybody left, they all thing, and I walked right to the front of the stage, and that's exactly how he fucking looks.
Okay, ready and action. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cut.
Wasn't any coffee, so you go with the beer. Same thing.
It's just like coffee.
Yeah, I'm doing it too, man.
Beer, drinking them coffee, pot, what's the difference?
Super. You're not. Water. Have you seen this before?
Yeah.
You're not. It's got some funny stuff. I have my glasses on right now. But
what's the difference?
This is an arrogant... this is an aggressive beer. You probably won't like it. It's quite doubtful that you have the taste or sophistication to be able to appreciate an ale of this.
I know, it's really bad. This is an eye exercise I'm going through now. Because
you're doing better than I could.
You guys are
going
to be tired.
I don't think I could do
this
that.
Quality and depth. We would suggest that you stick to a safer and more familiar territory. maybe something with
the military.
Multi-million dollar ad campaign aimed at convincing you it's made in a little brewery, or one that implies that their tasteless, fizzy, yellow fucking beer will give you more sex appeal. Perhaps you think multi-million dollar ad campaigns make a beer taste better. Perhaps you are mouthing your words as you read this.
You fucking arrogant bastard! You fucking arrogant bastard, you! You're promising your mom in the
lowest. No, I think
it's just you fucking asking
Okay, we're gonna go again.
It's a fucking good beer.
Again.
7.2.
They just have wipes and dry up on for everybody.
Can't believe this.
We got gloves.
No.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're
doing
this. Here you go.
Back over to our elevators. Doors.
The supply to the baby tunas is polluting our glaciers, which feed water to our drinking system and our oceans.
Why don't you quit down, you punk? Why don't you get a job like everybody else?
Hey. There are no gods.
you're gonna be on the show?
Hey, I was just having fun with the lady here.
Hey, thank you.
You want me?
Thank you very much. And listen, if you're into free love, you can go back to my commune and I'll expose my brackets.
Take the coach.
Our first topic is...
Bless your mind.
Do as you please, I don't care. I wonder what I...
Well, anyway, this show that I'm going to do...
Jack!
What is it about?
They're nice. I like nice things. The silence pleases me.
Okay, well, we don't have
to consider any excuse unacceptable. Short of your being detained by visitors from outer space.
No, more like an insect. Long face, thin, not human. I don't recall them being human. So, what's it all about?
Bring the world of normals to their knees. Will an empire so brilliant, so glorious, will be the envy of the whole planet.
We do not trade in fantasy and pipe dreams.
Well, we're all space cadets here, so what the heck? You have to make the best of it.
This isn't a joke. These beings are real. And even if we don't know what that means...
Unless we're awake. Is that what you mean? I must be awake.
It's somewhere in between. That's why I live here.
What about that lady who called the radio show and you put her on hold and she went out and called the bus?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you can blame that on the show.
I hate elevator music too.
You kindly have the goodness to admit that you're able to read my thoughts, that my spaceship crashed on the planet Venus, that this is Venus, and you are of an unfortunate which you have the only invaded my mind. I believe that I'm still on Earth. This is all a demonic, hypnotic illusion. This is not a...
We've seen the future, and it ain't pretty.
If you don't get away from yourself, I'll go nuts.
like the news, make your own.
And what did that mean?
Objection. He said, what a waste. Too bad you didn't have day on the show. He said, what we really needed was for somebody to die on the air.
People are tired of hearing nothing but doom and despair on the radio.
We're coming to a new order of things. There's too much talk been going on in this country. Too many concessions have been made. What the American people need is a man. Right. It's a man.
In the name of the dead, I accuse you of avoiding your duty as a human being.
I accuse you of collecting too many ancient spike chunks
records. Of neglecting your duty to be happy, of living under invasion and subterfuge and resignation. You should be sentenced to death. You will be sentenced to solitude. The worst and the most frightened will be alone and without love.
Why is it so important that you want to contact the governments of our Earth? Because all you of Earth are idiots!
Now you just hold on, Buster.
Like meeting people, having fun, making money, learn by doing, just like on-the-job training.
You're not in league with Satan, are you?
No.
This is the age of the non-entity, the glorification of the nobody, as long as they're victims. What makes them worthy of a $10 million eulogy on film? Murder, madness, suicide. That's what stars are made of today.
And they always say, well then, why do you do it? Oh, we stay up and listen to your show. It's weird. Yeah, I don't recommend that most people listen to it. And they always say,
I don't know, it sounds like it's coming from everywhere.
I think the sound came up from somewhere down below, up through the ventilation system, and echoed through the whole house. They probably had another tape recorder stashed somewhere. I got a feeling this whole place is rigged for stereo. Maybe the largest collection of sound effects tapes in the world.
And never trust a man whose eyebrows meet bedtime.
Is this some kind of a joke?
You're talking to a hologram.
You better learn this isn't any high school play you're in. This is a rat race.
You speak in plenty. You do be possessed by all of the devils in hell.
Ridiculous. Transforming it into a wasteland of terror. Extremely courageous, man.
Would you mind telling me something kind of personal?
You know, one ex-club member to another.
Like what?
Let me just wear on. All of a sudden.
You'll think I'm crazy, Charlie. It's a sound I heard. Flophouses couldn't do it. Drunk tanks. Losing my health and my girl. It's a sound that made me quit. As I was lying there in the gutter, where you saw me, it kept coming at me like an animal.
Tell Lucas to lock all the doors.
It's the doctors. The biggest. The desires are...
Yeah.
trust.
Huge. It was like a monster.
I'm a monster, and I want you to settle it once and for all.
I should call a doctor.
Thank you, doctor. I'll call you later.
Sure.
What are you staring at? You enjoy. You enjoyed every moment. You won't.
You doctors? Yeah, sure, that's us. Uh-huh, we're doctors. We're doctors. I must say everybody looks fine here. What do you say, doctor?
Yes, doctor.
Stick your tongue out, please. Doctor?
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 And doctor.
Well, we miss anyone?
Doctor?
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 We're not doctors.
Doctor?
Doctor?
Glad I'm not sick.
What's the matter with him?
He's a doctor.
Why does a fever this
sick? Come on, this is how you want to
know what you're about.
I warn you, she's a monster. Those are the words of a dying man. She's a monster.
You're a monster.
Ladies,
that's the sound.
sure. You've been ripped off. 40 minutes of noise for $3. What? You paid how much for this? Oh, you could be listening to the radio for free, loser! To famous people who can play music, not just fart noises and boop poops.
Some kind of beehole.
There's a bunch of jerk butts that ran out of Midwest for...
Oh, look, he's fart.
Perhaps there was a time when...
So, this is Earth.
Stall now. Our operators are standing by.
The vortex is almost twice the size. It started pulling up surface matter.
If we don't stop this thing soon, the whole damn planet's in trouble.
Whoa, cool!
It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Replay the probe. It's like a gigantic... vacuum, sucking everything into it.
Their magic, their power, their potential to benefit mankind is enormous. Disease, plague, famine, all the evils of the world can be relegated to the pages of history. They are our greatest resource. They can determine the future of the universe.
It's nearly 4:30.
All now, our operators are standing by.
Calling.
Say, isn't that Atomic City over there where they're doing all that research?
Can you imagine anyone calling at a time like this?
Are you sure it was the Navy, General?
I'm positive. I just talked to them over that phone. They wanted to know what time it was.
That's impossible. That's from a target.
10, 9, 8. Hello? Hello?
5, 4.
Target! Target!
2. 1.
Target!
Well, I didn't want to mention it, but I think we're the first humans he's taken on board.
Then what is he?
I didn't ask.
It's far more amorphous than I expected it.
Listen to me. Huzzling Evidence Radio Show.
The ship is alive! It's a seething, malignant presence and it hates on! Don't you believe me? It's alive! It clarified! I saw it! Only I have the power to control it.
What's he talking about?
I'm going to get him some coffee.
You're on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Stop it! He's not worthy of your attention.
Well, none of them are worthy of my attention, are they? I mean, all this whispering and muttering.
How have you been, Signor? Bored. You are a first-class bore.
Does this shock you, my dear? Oh, that's wonderful.
We're self-heads. We turn ourselves on.
I like it. I can't think. Whenever I try, it's a mess. Who can follow reasons? I exist. That's hard enough.
Ignition.
Time. Look in your rearview mirror and say goodbye to Mars. Roger, mission control. Looks like smooth sailing from here on in.
I can see it right there.
Captain, call NORAD.
Monitoring all stations.
Could we have this paper copy?
This is a present defense operation. You guys couldn't get out of here with a coffee cup.
Heck, sorry I can't offer you anything, but everything we have around here...